Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do, that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of my favorite books is written by a rabbi named Jacob Nausner. The name of the book is A Rabbi Talks with Jesus. It's written from the perspective of a first century Jew who is following Christ in ancient Judea and hearing his message for the first time. It offers a fascinating perspective on how the Jewish people of this time would have reacted to Christ. At one point in the book, the Jewish rabbi hears Jesus preach a sermon, specifically the sermon from the Gospel of Luke, when the Lord unfurls the parchment that is detailing the prophet Isaiah speaking of the Messiah who has come to set captives free. And Jesus, after reading from this parchment, rolls back the scroll and says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, truly, this day the prophecy is fulfilled in your hearing." The rabbi is especially disturbed by this particular message of Christ, so he goes back to his hometown and begins talking with another rabbi about the various things Jesus has been saying. At one point, the older rabbi says, "Has Jesus desecrated anything in the law?" And Nausner responds, "No, not necessarily. Has he taken anything out of the law?" And Nausner responds, "No, he hasn't taken anything out of the law. Well, has he added anything to the law?" And at this point, Nausner responds quite profoundly and with a genius insight. Yes, yes, Jesus did add something to the law. And the old rabbi asks him, "What did he add?" And Nausner responds, "Himself. He added himself." This is what constitutes the uniqueness of Christianity. That at the epicenter of our religion is not a set of teachings, an ethical code, a moral program, but rather a person. We see that in today's gospel from John chapter 6. Jesus claiming that unless we eat his body and drink his blood, we do not have life within him, that he is the bread that has come down from heaven. And we even hear later on in that same gospel, John tells us, many Jews left saying, "This teaching is too hard for us." It's this teaching of Christ claiming to be the new means of communion with the Father, of Christ claiming to be the way, the truth, and the life, of Christ claiming that we must consume his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Here is the crux of Christianity. Here is the turning point, the deciding factor between a Christian and not being a Christian. This is the uniqueness, the profundity of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. We do not believe in something. We believe in someone. But even more than that, we don't follow Christ. We do something even more incredible. We are Christ. We hear this from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. We are the body of Christ. when Jesus appears to Saul, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Saul had never met Jesus before, so how could he possibly be persecuting Christ? "Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me." Through baptism, Eucharist, confirmation, we share in the very life of Jesus. We become the mystical body of Christ our Lord. We are the body of Christ. That's why the church will couple today's gospel, John chapter 6, with the book of Acts chapter 7, verses 51 through chapter 8, verse 1. This is the inspiring last testament of Saint Stephen, the first martyr of the church. And here we hear Saint Stephen proclaiming the truth of Christ as Messiah before the Sanhedrin. And as he's there in that synagogue proclaiming the gospel, they sentence him to death. What does Stephen do when he is sentenced to death? He literally quotes, almost verbatim, Christ twice. He says, firstly, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And secondly, "Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Stephen, of course, would have been a regular receptee of the Holy Eucharist. What we see in the life of Saint Stephen, and indeed all of the saints, is that through the reception of the Holy Eucharist, they are conformed, meaning their being is literally configured to the very person of Jesus. That through Christ they are sharing in the life of God himself, they are imbued with the Holy Spirit, and they share that life, that spirit, with the world. This is what we are called to, my brothers and sisters, as Christians. We are called not to just follow someone. We are called to be someone. We are called to share in the life of that someone. We are called to be Christ. This is the ancient notion of alter Christus, other Christ, that through our baptism, through confirmation, through Eucharist, the three sacraments of initiation, we truly become the presence of Jesus in the world. So let us firstly ask the Lord for an ever-increasing desire to receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. May we never tire of this gift. May we never receive it unwittingly or without proper due reverence. And through the reception of this Eucharist, may we become what we receive. May we be configured, transformed into Christ. May his life, the spirit which he handed over to the Father from Calvary and was breathed back into his lungs on Easter Sunday, may that same spirit breathe within our lungs. May that same spirit fill our minds, hearts, bodies, and souls so that we can truly proclaim the gospel, not just in word, but proclaim it with the blood of the martyrs that courses through our veins. We're united with the saints in a bond that is deeper than just biological blood. We are bonded by the blood of Christ. The same blood that coursed through Saint Stephen, the same blood that coursed through Saint Catherine of Siena, Ignatius of Loyola, Saint John Paul II, Maximilian Kolbe, Teresa of Avila, that same blood courses through our very flesh, through our own veins. As children of God, it is the blood of Christ Jesus the Lord. It is he who is the true bread of heaven, come down from the Father. And unless we eat his body and drink his blood, we do not have life within us. Lord Jesus, make us your mystical body more and more every day. May we never, ever underestimate the precious gift of your Holy Eucharist. And may the sacramental graces of this Eucharist infuse our very existence with you, who are life itself. Amen.